Ellen Jeremini on baptism. Okay. Fire away.
Good morning. This is Monk Ellen Jeremini. And I just had a thought. While proofreading the Song of the Spirit yesterday, which is an outstanding book, the course book, the graduate course book of the University of Healing, although I have taken the course, proofreading it, it gives me the opportunity to deepen in, to dig in this beautiful philosophy and see how much the truth is so wonderfully and lovingly expressed in this book. And while I was proofreading the chapter on thoughts, on law of cause and effect, I was thinking it's actually quite a challenge which we have proven in our life and which we experience in our life with our thoughts. Thoughts are things, and that every thought is a cause we put into motion and brings an effect is a challenging experience. But it is only challenging because we do not realize how powerful our thoughts are. And we're thinking 24 hours thoughts, and sometimes just are not aware what are we thinking. And then we have experiences and we say, how did this come? Oh God, help me. And then we realize it's actually our own creation. It's my creation. Whatever I think, whatever I speak, whatever I act upon, it's my creation. It's using the law of cause and effect. So as ministers, as I am an ordained minister, and I have participated in a couple of baptism in our churches in New York, and I was delighted how, for instance, Reverend Evelyn John was baptizing these little angels and saying, you are whole and perfect, you are whole and perfect, you are whole and perfect. What a cause she put in this consciousness, in this mind. It's just wonderful. But then I was thinking, it would be just a great idea to add to this powerful statement, every thought you think in during your lifetime, during this experience here on earth, every word you speak during your experience here on earth, every action you do during this experience here on earth, is expressing your original purity and integrity. Isn't that a beautiful cause we put into motion? We put in the consciousness of these Christ children, which are absolutely pure. And while I'm saying this as a minister, I remind myself, I am pure. I live in my original purity and integrity. This is what life is all about, to remember that every thought is so powerful. And when I'm taking charge of these thoughts and I know that I'm the creator, that I am God, the creator of my world, of my experiences, and put the cause in motion, that I live really on this issue, on this knowingness and this reality, revealing it and knowing it's done throughout my life, that I am the master and that I am in charge. Life is wonderful. But it's never too late. We can still baptize ourselves now, because all time is now. So let's just know from this moment on, I live in my original purity and integrity. I live in my original purity and integrity. I live in my original purity and integrity. So have fun, and I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.